Dost thou believe, Orlando, that the boy can do all this that he hath promised?
I sometimes do believe and sometimes do not. As those that fear, they hope, and know, they fear.
Patience once more, while our compact is urged. You say, if I bring in your Rosalind, you will bestow her on Orlando here.
That would I, had I kingdoms to give with her.
You say you will have her when I bring her.
That would I, were I of all kingdoms king.
You say you'll marry me if I be willing.
That will I, should I die the hour after.
But if you do refuse to marry me, you'll give yourself to this most faithful shepherd.
Phoebe.
So is the bargain.
You say you'll have Phoebe if she will.
Both have her and death were both one thing.
I have promised to make all this matter even. Keep you your word, O Duke, to give your daughter. You yours, Orlando, to receive his daughter. Keep you your word, Phoebe, that you'll marry me or else, refusing me, to wed this shepherd. Keep your word, Silvius, that you'll marry her if she refuse me. From hence I go, to make these doubts all even.
I do remember in this shepherd boy some lively touches of my daughter's favor.
My lord, the first time that I ever saw him, methought he was a brother to your daughter. But, my good lord, this boy is forest-born, and hath been tutored in the rudiments of many desperate studies by his uncle, whom he reports to be a great magician, obscured in the circle of this forest.
Ah! Very sure another flood toward, and these couples are coming to the ark. Here comes a pair of very strange beasts, which in all tongues are called fools.
Salutation and greeting to you all.
Hello.
Could my lord bid him welcome? This is the motley-minded gentleman that I have so often met in the forest.
Mm-hmm. He hath been a courtier. He swears.
If any man doubt that, let him put me to my purgation. I have trod a measure. I have flattered the lady. I have been politic with my friend, smooth with mine enemy. I have undone three tailors. I've had four quarrels and like to have fought one.
And how was that taken up?
Faith, we met and found the quarrel was upon the seventh course.
How seventh course? Oh, good my lord, like this fellow.
I like him very well.
God kill you, sir, I desire you of the life. I press in here, sir, amongst the rest of the country copulatives, to swear and to forswear, according as marriage binds and blood breaks. A poor virgin, sir, an ill-favored thing, sir, but mine own. A poor humor of mine, sir, to take that no man else will.
Hello.
Rich honesty dwells like a miser, sir, in a poor house. Has your pearl in your foul oyster.
By my faith, he's very swift and sententious.
Then is the mirth in heaven when earthly things made even atone together. Good Duke, receive thy daughter. Hymen from heaven brought her, yea, brought her hither that thou mightst join her hand with his, whose heart within her bosom is.
To you I give myself, for I am yours.
If there be truth in sight, you are my daughter.
To you I give myself, for I am yours.
If there be truth in sight, you are my Rosalind.
If sight and shape be true, why then my love of you?
I'll have no father if you be not he. I'll have no husband if you be not he. Nor ne'er wed woman if you be not she.
He so I bar confusion. 'Tis I must make conclusion of these most strange events. Here's eight that must take hands to join in Hymen's bands, if truth holds true contents. While the wedlock hymn we sing, feed yourself with questioning, that reason, wonder may diminish how thus we met, and these things finish.
Juno's crown, oh blessed bond of board and bed, till Hymen peoples every town, I wedlock then be honored. Honor, high honor and renown, to Hymen, god of every town.
Oh, my dear niece, welcome thou art to me. Even daughter, welcome in no less degree.
I will not eat my word, Silvius. Now thou art mine. Thy faith, my fancy to thee doth combine.
Phoebe. Let me have audience for a word or two. I am the second son of old Sir Roland that bring these tidings to this fair assembly. Duke Frederick, hearing how that every day men of great worth resorted to this forest, addressed a mighty power, which were on foot in his own conduct, purposely to take his brother here and put him to the sword. And to the skirts of this wildwood he came, where, meeting with an old religious man, after some question with him, was converted both from his enterprise and from the world, his crown bequeathing to his banished brother, and all their lands restored to them again that were with him exiled. Were this to be true, I do engage my life.
Welcome, young man. Thou offerest fairly to thy brother's wedding, to one his lands withheld, and to the other a land itself at large, a potent dukedom. First, in this forest, let us do those ends that here were well begun and well begot, and after, every of this happy number that have endured shrewd days and nights with us shall share the good of our eternate fortune, according to the measure of their stakes. Meantime, forget this new fallen dignity and fall into our rustic revelry.
Sir, by your patience, if I heard you rightly, the Duke had put on a religious life and thrown into neglect the pompous court.
He has.
To him will I. Out of these convertites there is much matter to be heard and learned. You, my lord, to your former honor I bequeath. Your patience and your virtue well deserves it. You, Orlando, to a love that your true faith doth merit. You, Oliver, to your land and love and greater lies. You, young shepherd, to a long and well-deserved bed. And you, clown, to wrangling, for thy loving voyage is but for 2 months little.
Oh.
So, to your pleasures, I am for other than for dancing measures.
Well, stay, Jaques, stay.
To see no pastime, I. What you would have, I'll stay to know at your abandoned cave.
Proceed. We begin these rites as we do trust they'll end. In true delights.
It was a lover and his lass,
with a hey and a ho and a hey, nonny, no.
Over the green corn field did pass in the spring.